礼节美语。
Mike 出差刚回来，被时差折磨得痛苦不堪，向同事 Larry 咨询缓解时差的好办法。Larry 说
，Some people take herbal medicine, but there's really no solid proof that it works. Some people take sleeping pills and try to sleep for the whole flight.
I guess each person has to try and find the solution that works best for them.
Yeah, everyone is different. But I believe there are a few things that can definitely make jet lag a little easier to deal with.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Well, for one, don't drink alcohol on flights. It dehydrates you and only makes jet lag worse.
Oh, I usually have a few drinks when I fly. Maybe I'll stick to water next time.
Larry 说，为了缓解时差，有的人吃中药，有的人吃安眠药，上了飞机就睡觉。这些做法因人而异。不过，也有一些普遍适用的原则，其中之一就是不能喝酒，因为酒精会让人
dehydrate
脱水，从而加剧时差症状。最好是
stick to water
只喝白水。
Water is best because you really need to stay hydrated, especially when you're breathing the dry air in an airplane. Also, you should try to get on the local schedule as soon as you land.
So even if back home it's 3 a.m, I should follow the local time and not go to bed?
That would be best. If you get there and it's dinner time, go eat. Try to adapt as quickly as possible, and sometimes you'll adjust quicker. If you get super tired in the afternoon,Take a cat nap, but don't sleep for hours.
I guess that makes sense.
Larry 还建议，到达目的地后，最好立即适应当地的作息时间。
Get on the local schedule.
如果实在太困，可以
Take a cat nap.
小睡一会儿。
Cat nap is spelled C-A-T-N-A-P.
但是不要蒙头大睡。
Your body will slowly accept a new sleep-wake cycle.
But the cycle is based on light from the sun, right? Then maybe I should take a walk in the morning and try to reset my brain to the new time for light.
Actually, that's probably a great idea. And the exercise can't hurt either.
I think I'll try some of these ideas next time and see which ones work for me. Thanks for your input, Larry.
Sure. And have a nice rest tonight.
既然人体的生物钟受到日光照射的影响，那早上出去走一走一定会有帮助。让日光重新设定身体的节律。 Larry 表示赞成，因为出去走走运动一下也一定没有坏处。
The exercise can't hurt either.